Today we see the completion of the sacrifice which began at the meal last night. The unblemished Passover lamb, whose blood spilled on the horizontal lintel and vertical posts of our doorways, like the cross, delivers us from death to life. Last weekend, when we listened to the Passion according to St. Matthew, I asked everyone to imagine all the hatred and suffering in the world, all the devastation of war and disease, all the violence and abuse, all of it that has become sadly so common in our everyday experience, being absorbed into the body of Christ on the cross as he goes about the work of transforming our ugliness into grace and love. St. Paul says he became sin so we might become his righteousness. In his wounds, we are healed. As his body now, we are called to do the same, to absorb and transform the selfishness and division of our world into love. As we stand at the foot of the cross, what emotions do we feel? Perhaps horror, the inhumanity of this moment, such a great loss. Perhaps anger, did the ones who did this even bother to get to know Jesus? Shame, that our human race could be capable of such cruelty and hate. Perhaps wave after wave of compassion and humble gratitude for Jesus and Mary, his mother, as we realize the purpose of this suffering. As we stand at the foot of the cross, what do we hear? The shouting, agitated mob. Then the mob grows smaller and more quiet. Soon we hear only the hoarse, choking words of Jesus. "It is finished. Into your hands I commend my spirit." And then only silence. The great irony of this day is that the Word of God is silenced. The Son, who is relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit, is abandoned. All we see is suffering, rejection, and abandonment. And at the moment of his death, the curtain made of iron rings intended to keep everyone out of the Holy of Holies in the temple in Jerusalem is torn from top to bottom. There is no longer to be any barrier between us and God's love and mercy, the real immediate presence of God. Now he has passed into the depths of the world beyond, the tradition says. He goes to work now, freeing also all the holy souls who from the beginning of creation have been waiting for this moment of redemption, to be led into the halls of heaven. In Jesus, this is the last day, and resurrection is offered to us in him. The window opens to this one and once for all sacrifice, and our active remembrance brings us into his presence at Calvary. Our observance does not repeat his sacrifice again and again. In this eternal moment of the Son of God on the cross, for all peoples of all times and places, he confesses our sins one by one to the Father and supplies the reparation that validates our contrition. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Remember us when you come into your kingdom.